Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.
Sarah Slattery is with us in studio today. Sarah, we're going to take a look at solo travel. I really admire people who want to see the world and they'll get up and do it by themselves, because a good few years ago, I always regret this, I was planning a big trip to Australia and at the last minute, a pal let me down and I never went.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
And it's funny how things have changed. Like years ago, if we were going on our own, people would kind of think maybe you might even be a bit odd, like to travel on your own, like yeah. 20 years ago. Now it's like, it's just such a cool thing to do. Like,
yeah, yeah. And you meet more people and you probably have more adventures.
Absolutely. And like, there's no stigma attached to it at all anymore. In fact, I think people are envious of people who have the courage to go off on their own and see places and not having to worry about what other people want to do. I mean, it's just the freedom of being able to do what you want when you want, not have to factor in anybody. It's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, eat in a restaurant that you want to eat in,
exactly,
instead of pleasing everyone else. So what would you recommend for good locations to go to? Because I think safety is a thing that people worry about.
Yeah, absolutely. And women are definitely leading the charge. So it is more women, I suppose, that are doing it at the moment, or at least the biggest increases in women, certainly at the moment. And particularly older women as well, you know, we're ditching the husbands and the boyfriends and heading off, you know. It's not just them having the midlife crisis. But so safety is definitely important. And there's lots of different ways you can do it, because for some people it is. I mean, some people are just naturally very adventurous and carefree and that's fine. But there are others who always wanted to do it and are a bit nervous. You know, there's so many different ways to do it and so many different personalities. And it's important that people know that there are solo holidays out there for everyone. So some people will literally get onto the Ryanair fare finder and book a cheap flight and head off and book into a hostel, you know, the day before. Others will want it planned months in advance. And luckily, there are lots of packages out there actually for people who do want that safety net. People like Travel Department for a slightly older age group, or they have a younger demographic, which is called TD Active, which is more active group travel. And so many of those are solo trips. They're literally just solo people getting together and travelling. You can actually save on the price by sharing with somebody if you want. They'll put somebody with you if you want to, or you can have a solo, a single room. So then you're kind of travelling on your own, but you still have that safety net of a group. That's ideal for, I think, places if you wanted to go somewhere like India, or, you know, somewhere kind of far flung that you didn't really want to do on your own. They're absolutely perfect. G Adventures is another one that's very popular on that as well. But if you just want to kind of put your toe in the water and try something new, you can do like a yoga retreat. There's the Burren Yoga Retreat in Ireland if you wanted to try that. It's a great way to meet new people as well. Or else just go to maybe a small city. I often say, like, places that you know or that are not too overwhelming, you know, that you don't feel you have to go and see loads of things. You can kind of immerse yourself in the city,
yeah,
somewhere like Porto or Malaga City, or, you know, a smaller city wherever that's quite compact.
Yeah. I get, Sarah, that some people, they just want to go off because they want to switch off from their normal life. So sometimes they don't want to mix with other people. They just want that complete and utter downtime away from anybody speaking to them. Switch off the phone nearly.
Absolutely. I mean, I must say, you know, I find with travelling as well, like, even just when you get on the plane, being on the plane on your own, especially long haul, watching movies, it's like bliss. Absolutely. You know, people say, oh, if we're on a work trip and we'll be on the same trip, I'm really like, no, I'm grand. I'd like to be on my own.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, going swanning around duty free on your own and not having kids hanging out of you and everything. The excitement kind of starts from there. You know, it's just such a different feeling. And being able to, if you know, just as you said, eat where you want, you know, do what you want when you get there. And for some people, it's just a case of flaking out on the beach, you know, and not doing anything else. Just
reading
literally
a book.
Relaxing.
Yeah. Reading a book. And without anyone saying, come on, we have to go on this excursion.
Exactly. And actually, a book is a great thing because, especially if you want to eat on your own, it's easy enough, particularly in the summer, if you're sitting outside in a restaurant and you're kind of people watching and you kind of, you know, watch the world go by. That's kind of quite a natural thing to do. But if you're going when the weather isn't so good and suddenly you're inside in a restaurant in a darker room on your own, it can be a little bit, you're sort of not really sure. You don't want to be on your phone the whole time. But a book can be quite a good thing to bring with you, to just sit there and read a book. And there's nothing strange or unusual about that.
No.
And that can kind of just make you relax a little bit. That's always a good tip, I always thought, just to have a book with you rather than scrolling on your phone for hours, you know.
It can sometimes feel funny, I guess, when you go into a restaurant by yourself, because I have gone on a lot of work trips, actually.
Yeah.
I used to have to travel a good bit for the job here and off to London. You could be in London 2 or 3 times a week, and sometimes you might be by yourself and you have to eat.
Yeah,
so you're going into a restaurant. So it's a bit strange at first, but then it's okay.
You just get used to it. And I think, as I said, times have changed so much now that there, you know, whereas years ago, 20 years ago, people didn't really travel on their own, you know, whereas they do now.
They just didn't go anywhere. Because they'd no one to go with. Isn't it mad though when you think about that?
Yeah,
I'd no one to go with, so I didn't travel anywhere on holiday.
But it's funny as well, because a lot of even just the trends have changed so much, insofar as it used to be like backpacking, a bit like what you were saying about Australia, that if people were going on their own, maybe they were going to Asia or Australia. Now, like, particularly, you know, older age demographic, maybe people in their 40s, 50s who, you know, have different interests. You hear of somebody is interested in fitness and doing Ironmans, and another one has no interest in it. So now, or one is interested in golf and one is interested in fitness clubs. So couples tend to do their own thing now as well. It's not just single people. So it's the actual luxury end, or those bucket list experience, are really, really popular with solo travel now as well. You've got maybe somebody wants to go to Everest Base Camp and the other partner doesn't, or somebody wants to do a safari and the other one doesn't. So a lot of the luxury end has really increased as well. It's across such a broad range of holidays that we're seeing this massive trend, and the tour operators and travel agents have really got on board and they're going along with it and offering packages that way as well. One of the interesting ones I saw there was, there's a place in St. Lucia. It's called the Body Holiday, and it's this 5-star premium, like everything, spa treatments, all your water sports, everything is included.
I'm there.
It's incredible. Yeah, it really is. And it's called the Body Holiday. But for the month of September, they call it September Solos. So you just have single people there. And it's like, I think it's about 3,000 for a week. But that's your flights, all your food, all your drinks, fabulous food,
all your luxury.
Yeah, all your fitness classes, all your sports, and you're with all like-minded people, you know, similar. Like, so many hotels have got on to this trend now. Like, even cruising. I know I'm always going on about cruising, but Norwegian Cruise Line have this fabulous solo section on the ship, where all the solo cabins are together, and then there's a separate bar for solos. So you meet up with solo travelers in your area, you know. I suppose right across the board now, the tour operators, travel agents, hotels, everybody's getting on with it. You know, it's the new trend.
So we mentioned there, we touched on a couple of locations that would be good. Is there anywhere that you would kind of recommend that you think would be absolutely ideal for this kind of solo travel?
Well, I think, again, it depends on what you're interested in. If you're interested in fitness and health, they're probably the easiest ones to come by. There's loads of yoga holidays, there's photography, like TD Active do a lot of that, photography groups, walking tours, even the likes of the Camino, you know, you'll meet a load of people along that. So the fitness ones are probably the easiest. There's so many of those. And also with regard to long haul, with whether it's somewhere like Vietnam or India or South America, you'll see like the big tour operators, G Adventures, Travel Department will have tours, and there'll be loads of them will be geared towards solo. They'll actually have some that are specifically geared for solo travellers only. And then they'll have their group trips where you'll get a lot of solos on them anyway. You know, it'll be a bit of both. So they're the easiest. For someone who just wants to put their toe in the water and head off for one or two nights, see whether it's for them, whether they like it. I think it's easier to go back to somewhere you know. So if it's a place you've been to before and you're familiar with it, just maybe go for a couple of nights, see how you get on. You know, you'd certainly just be automatically relaxed, whether it's a city or a holiday resort or something like that. Somewhere like Palma, Mallorca is nice, a small little town. You know, you can still have a beach holiday and you have a city. Or the likes, what I've mentioned before, Porto, Malaga. Some of those smaller cities can be less, I suppose, overwhelming. You know, you arrive to somewhere like Rome and, you know, there's so much to see and so much to do, and you kind of don't know where to start. But the other thing you can do as well is, if you do want a city particularly, is if you do want to go to a city break, another good tip is the day you arrive, book a tour, like book a group tour. So maybe a food tour or a walking tour of the city. Because usually the guides will be able to say to you, actually, this is a great place to go. And or you may meet people on the tour. You may not want to meet anybody, but you do, you may. Even if you don't, the guides will usually say to you, this is a safe area, this is a good place to go. So I would say book one for the day you arrive. could only be an hour. Some of them are like 20, 30 euro. But it just gets your bearings, you get to know, and you get advice from somebody on the ground of what to do and what not to do.
Yeah. Now, how would you, this is a bit, you know, I guess not really a travel question, but how would you deal with somebody who's, you know, on the trip and is wanting you to join them all the time and you just want to be by yourself?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
How do you politely decline?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Does anyone know?
I know. It's terrible, isn't it? Because we have this awful, I suppose as we get older, we find it easier to say no. But we're terrified of insulting anyone, aren't we? Like, I don't know, do you lie and say, this is your... This is your time to be on your own and this is what you want to do.
How could you say that to somebody though?
Yeah,
you couldn't.
I can't answer that one, Trine. I'm sorry. I don't know what, really, that's a hard one
just
to answer.
Just be really obnoxious and nobody will invite you.
You can always do that, yeah.
Wear sunglasses the entire time. No, you'll never have the eye contact. So no one will ask you in the
there
first place.
There.
But yeah, no, I've heard of that before. You know, someone who's gone deliberately on a holiday by themselves for a bit of peace. And then people feel like, oh, they must be lonely. They've nobody to go on holidays with. And kept inviting them over for dinner and for dinner. They're like, oh, good God, just leave me alone.
I know. We have to get better at just saying what we want, don't we? Like, I think that's the way of life for all of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, we have to, like, you've made this big decision to go. You want to make it about what you want to do.
Absolutely. And just in terms of safety, I guess, the tips, you know, I mean, it's great now, I guess, as compared to donkeys years ago. Everyone has their phone now and you've a way of contacting home and checking in maybe.
It is important to let people know where you are, especially if you're going off somewhere on your own. Sometimes the hotels can be good. You can let them know you're going. Hostels are really good as well. I mean, it's not like the hostels of old. Now they're en suite. They usually have good meetups and things like that. Even if you're not staying in a hostel, it's good to look up. I just always check reviews, you know, check one of the 4 or 5 star hostel reviews, and they'll have meetups or arrange nights out and stuff like that. So you can meet up with people that way if you want to. But yeah, it's always important that obviously, I mean, I can't stress enough on it for any holiday, not necessarily solo travel. Just check reviews. Make sure you're going somewhere that is safe. The old fashioned bum bags are coming back in fashion again. You know, they're handy for your money, for keeping things on you, and just let people know where you are at all times. Like, a lot of it is common sense as well. You know, you're not going to go down some of the dodgy streets in Dublin. So, you know, don't do it when you're abroad either.
OK, super. All the details are on your website.
Yeah, thetravelexpert.ie. I have a whole tips on solo travel and some kind of suggestions of various different holidays you can do.
One of these days, Sarah, I'll get away from the family. I'll go off on my own. Thanks a million.
No problem. Bye.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.